The man who likes to get out early to beat the traffic doesn't reflect in any great depth on the origins of his curious impulses. He has altogether more profound questions to ponder. The best way to face a for home on the North Circular? Will he have to cross the busy main thoroughfare for petrol in Moat? And is the old bog road between Ballyford and Mount Bellew fit for human consumption at all anymore? The man who likes to get out early to beat the traffic arrives at the venue up to 5 hours before the throw-in. Because he whom the gods decree should get out early must first get in early. A grand job, he'll say, as he wheels the Toyota Corolla onto the path in the shadow of the locked stadium. We made mighty time entirely. Shall we get mass here now? We'll be off out the road before the rest of them know who we are. His cohort includes his own two oldest lads and three diehards from around the town who, already wilting under the weight of the pre-dawn start, silently wonder once again if they might have any other options for getting to the matches. Realise they haven't, and so absorb the peculiarities of this arrangement with an air of resignation that's an all too common feature of their lives these days. A few banana sandwiches, their contents gone black. Legs of chicken with artery-blocking levels of salt and diluted orange. The ritualistic, no, stand back, wear pain, didn't you drive, at the turnstiles, and the yawning 40-minute gap before the miners come out onto the field. Eventually, the big game commences. Deep within, the five travelling companions harbour a secret fear of it being a closely fought thriller. Maybe 2-10 apiece with 20 minutes left. That just as the denouement looms on the horizon, they'll feel the crunch of the driver's elbow in their ribs.
Oh!
Right, lads, we'll head. We'll get out in front of them. And thus begins the walk of shame. For the children, the scars last a lifetime. Their violent wrenching away brings the fate of the teasing pony to mind. They'd happily forfeit the wibbly wobbly wonder and the package of Tato enjoyed on the way home in favour of witnessing the day's climactic moments. Anyway, up the stand they go, every last one looking over the shoulder to wring the last drops from the classic action. A brief pause in the top step until the next break in play, and then off out, 3/4 pace to the car. They'll catch the rest on the radio as they zoom home on deserted roads. For the man who likes to get out early to beat the traffic, there is a strong sense of asserting his own validity as a human being. When the next morning he tells his local newsagent, I was the first man home out of it. I had the calves fed, the lawn mowed, and a dado rail put up for herself.
It's straight enough, championship man, that'll do.
Before the Sunday game came on. Particularly as he knows the newsagent will relay the news of his expedition to all, and yes, sundry. Clearly, he hasn't seen it all, but he's seen a great deal all the same. The controversial clamping incident of 84, the dead as a doornail battery of 97, and the wistful look in the eyes of the Limerick man who once told him, we'd have another All-Ireland if only the Dooleys were a bit more like you. Now, if it's okay with you folks, I'll get me coat, gather up the Sunday papers, put the young lad up on me shoulders,
up, watch it, up,
and be on me way. I'll catch the rest of this crack on the radio.